This is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. Today I'll be reading some materials from the Pima County Sheriff's Department in a publication referred to as Global Deceptions, the Art and Impact of Scams in Pima County. This is from the 2024 Fraud Companion Guide. The Pima County Sheriff's Department Financial Crimes and Fraud Unit serves the unincorporated areas of our community with a focus on investigating scams, financial fraud, forgery, among other crimes. Comprised of four detectives and a sergeant, the team contains several certified fraud examiners, an anti-money laundering specialist, as well as a federally cross-certified detective who is our liaison to the Federal Fraud Task Force. You can contact this unit via email at fraud@sheriff.pima.gov or via telephone at 520-351-3000. Fraud is a growing crime. Each year, more and more money is lost. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has logged data related to consumer fraud for over a decade. In the last 5 years, a seismic shift has occurred. The number of fraud cases has dropped drastically from their post-COVID peak in 2021 at 6.1 million reports to a tiny number of 2.6 million by 2023. Despite this massive drop in cases, the amount of financial loss has skyrocketed. Scammers did not stop, they simply became more efficient, taking more money with much less effort. Of 5.4 million crime reports in 2023, 2.6 million were fraud-related. Losses of $10 billion and a $500 medium loss were reported. The top three categories were identity theft, imposter scams, and credit bureaus. It's a common misconception that victims are all elderly. In fact, in the plurality of cases that are reported, they target younger folks. The likely reason older folks are most commonly received as victims has more to do with the amount of money lost, not so much the frequency. Older scam victims tend to be retired and have spent their lives accumulating a large amount of capital. The access to these funds is actually the difference maker, as when older folks become scam victims, they're losing a lot more money than younger people. So, what makes Pima County unique? You've likely heard it a million times before, but Arizona is a great state for retirees. The warm winter weather and the tight-knit communities make southern Arizona extremely attractive to snowbirds, as they've come to be known locally. These seasonal residents tend to be older, and that a larger demographic group is what makes Pima County a hotbed for fraud. With high educational attainment via our science, defense, and technology-driven economy, there are a lot of financially secure people that call Pima County home. These high numbers make the frequency of fraud attempts much more common, and it is the combination of all these factors that make Pima County ripe for these types of crimes. Education and prevention. Increased awareness can stop fraud scams. The good news is that data suggests the number of reports are down significantly. From 2019 to 2023, we saw a decrease of nearly 60% in fraud cases at the national level. While a reduction in cases is never a bad thing, it unfortunately was accompanied by a large increase in the amount of financial loss. This is to say that scammers have simply gotten more efficient, likely targeting older folks due to the large access to capital readily available to this group. So education is key to stopping this trend, so it's time we increase our fraud awareness. Fraud is a unique crime that can be prevented with increased awareness from the public. What sets fraud apart is today's schemes typically require a lot of involvement on the part of the victim. Scammers are persuasive in instructing individuals to complete the tasks in furtherance of their overall goal. Because victim participation is so essential, an opportunity exists to counter the scammer's actions. A well-informed person can exploit this vulnerability in the scammer's plans and severely limit the success of these crimes if they know what to look out for. Today's scams are using artificial intelligence, or AI, for a variety of purposes. Creating fake people with technology is one of those. The advent of facial creation algorithms has amazing applications for large sectors of our economy. In computer-focused fields like video games development, film production, and other creative sectors, These technologies can have a very positive impact on many industries. Like most good things, however, once these technologies get into the wrong hands, they can be used for nefarious purposes. The technology has advanced so fast that in 2024, anybody can create high-quality faces in mere seconds. Fake images aren't the only thing that it's gotten easier to create. The stories behind them can also be crafted in seconds. Faces are one thing, but the artificial intelligence you may be most familiar with are the services that can output human-like text with very little informational input. In the past, writing resumes, stories, film scripts, class reports, and many other expository ventures were often time-consuming and exhausting. Today, writing these complex pieces is as simple as typing in a simple request to your AI service. Computers are now capable of outputting text which appears to have been written by a real person, with the generated text appearing in seconds. Services like OpenAI's ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, and Google's Gemini, to name a few, are typically free to use and provide a whole host of useful features that may yield amazing benefits for large sectors of our society. Once similar services enter the wrong hands, however, they can be used to create anything from fake backstories for dating profiles to essentially anything that scammers can think of. The high quality of the generated text means the scams have a stronger appearance of realism. Gone are the days of emails with large swaths of misspelled words that help us easily identify the scam attempts. Modern scams can appear professional and of a high quality, making them difficult to spot and often indistinguishable from real human-produced text. The scammer's goal, using social media to find victims. The goal for these scammers has always been the same, find efficient methods to communicate with potential victims and steal their money. Artificial intelligence, or AI systems, have simply assisted them at being more efficient. Scammers must no longer steal real people's images to make fake accounts. They can simply create new people instead. These types of services make detection difficult and can result in a more realistic scam experience for victims. Many of the services have done well to curb the misuse of AI images and the text on their services. These would include Facebook, Tinder, Match.com, and others. Unfortunately, not all services are able to stop them 100%. Recognition of this is important because the individuals that slip through the cracks may be able to misuse these services to exploit your hard-earned money. While scammers may use these emerging technologies to create new people, they use other common tools to conceal and trick you into thinking they're people and services you know and trust as well. Let's take a look at some of the technology used in telephone scams. Caller ID spoofing, a way to trick you into a sense of trust. Spoofing is when a caller deliberately falsifies the information transmitted to your caller ID display to disguise their true identity. Scammers can force your device to show any number they want without you knowing. Scammers will often spoof local phone numbers so the incoming call appears to be from a local business or individual. This process is called neighbor spoofing. They do this because you're more likely to answer calls from your area. Scammers often spoof numbers that the community knows and trusts, such as financial institutions or government agencies. Voice cloning, taking spoofing to new heights. Receiving a phone call from a spoofed phone number is bad enough, but what if when you picked up the call or listened to the voicemail and the caller left, you heard a voice that you recognized? Sometimes the person on the other end of the line is not the person we believe they are. Unfortunately, the technology exists now to reproduce somebody else's voice. Welcome to voice cloning, a new way to make crimes even more realistic. By simply feeding these voice cloning algorithms some sample audio, scammers can make a version of a voice say anything they want, with realistic tones, cadence, and accurate sound. They can do this even though the person never uttered any of the words. Imagine getting a call from a loved one's phone number and hearing a voicemail from them telling you that they need help and to send money urgently. You may believe this level of realism, and scammers know it. Now that you're aware of the technology such as phone spoofing, fake faces, fake stories, fake social media applications, and voice cloning, it's time to look at the common scams we see in Pima County and what role these pieces of technology play in them. Let's take a look at a couple of different versions of the scams that are out there today. There's the lottery scam. How does this one work? You get a call, text, or an email from an unknown source telling you that you won $1.5 million in lottery prizes. It may even seem to come from a legitimate lottery. You don't remember playing the lottery, but the individual, the scammer, is very convincing. The person tells you that in order to receive the lottery winnings, you'll need to pay the associated taxes and fees first. You're instructed to go to your bank and make a wire transfer from your bank account to another account that they've given to you. They tell you to think nothing of transferring away your life savings because once you make this payment, you'll be a millionaire. These types of scams are very prevalent because everyone can use an extra $1.5 million. They offer to give you a life-changing amount of money as a prize, but in the end, the only one giving away any money is you. Whatever the story is that they tell you, the request is always the same. Wire money to pay taxes or fees. If you pay the small amount of money, then you will receive a large amount of money in return. Remember, if it seems to be too good to be true, then it probably is. Here are some tips for prevention. You'll never be instructed to pay taxes for winnings from a legitimate lottery. The taxes are automatically withdrawn from the winnings prior to release. Never give out your private bank account numbers over the phone unless you're absolutely sure of the identity of the person receiving it. Verify the lottery is legitimate by looking up contact information online, in the phone book, or at their physical location and speaking with a legitimate representative of the company. Never use any contact information provided by the scammer when verifying their information. Look up their phone number to see if it has any possible scam alert. Call someone you trust, like a family member, close friend, or law enforcement, and ask their opinion on the situation before sending any money. The Pima County Sheriff's Department is a great resource to help answer any questions as well. Then there's the tech support scams. How do these scams work? Have you ever gotten a call or a message from someone claiming to be a computer whiz? Or maybe a number popped up on your screen out of the blue? Perhaps you were just trying to find some tech support online and stumbled upon a phone number. The person on the line says they're from a big company like Microsoft or Apple, and they start talking about viruses or malware working on your computer. They might ask for remote access or insist that you buy some software to get things fixed. But can you really trust them? According to reports sent to the Pima County Sheriff's Department, probably not. These tech support scammers might try to sell you things you don't really need, copy your credit card numbers, or even install malware onto your computer that could allow them to see everything on your system, including your passwords. Some tips for prevention. If you receive an unexpected call from someone claiming that there's an issue with your computer, hang up. It's likely a scam. If you require technical help, reach out to someone you trust and call them using a verified phone number you know to be valid. The numbers displayed in search engine results aren't always reliable. Stay safe and cautious. Look up their number to see if any possible scam alerts. Another example is the government impersonation scam. In this one, you'll get a call, email, or text message from someone who says they are from the Pima County Sheriff's Department, and they claim that they have a warrant for your arrest. To fix this, they say you must pay them $5,000. They instruct you to deposit the money in a specific Bitcoin machine at a specific location into a specific account. The scammer keeps in contact with you the entire time, making the situation appear urgent. Once the transaction is completed, the scammer might tell you they found another warrant and you need to complete the process again with another $5,000. The caller may know some of your personal information, and your caller ID might even show that it is your local law enforcement agency that's calling you. But is it really the police calling? The truth is, law enforcement will never contact you and demand money in any form as a way to avoid an arrest. Caller IDs can be spoofed or faked easily, as we described earlier, so if you're not sure, contact the agency at a phone number you know to be true not the one that called you from. The police will always be okay with hanging up so you can verify their identity. Some tips for prevention. Collect information about the officer, scammer, such as name, badge, and agency. Do not send any cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or cryptocurrency to a stranger. Law enforcement will never demand payment of any kind to clear an arrest warrant. Resist the pressure to stay in contact with them. Hang up and give yourself time to consider the facts. Locate a verified phone number for the law enforcement agency and confirm that they and the warrant are legitimate. Investment scams are another example of commercial contacts. You're contacted by a very professional-sounding gentleman who offers you the deal of a lifetime. He tells you that he is the owner of a local business in Pima County, and he's looking for investors who are interested in making some quick and easy cash. He guarantees that you will double your money with little or no risk of losing any of it. He goes on to tell you that other individuals in your area have invested, and many of them have already received double, and in some cases triple, their initial investment. He urges and pressures you to act fast, or you'll miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Unfortunately, there are no guarantees when it comes to making any investments, and anyone who tells you otherwise is likely trying to scam you. It is important to be aware that investment scams can take on many forms. Whether it's an investment in real estate, cryptocurrency, or a new local business, there will always be some risk associated with any investment. Some tips for prevention. Slow down. Take your time. Scammers will often try to rush you into making hasty decisions. Take good notes on important details, such as the name of the business and what it does, who you're speaking with, and phone numbers, etc. Tell them that you'll call them back after you've had the time to look into their offer. Legitimate companies are usually willing to allow you some time to come to an informed decision. Google the phone number to see if it has a possible scam alert notice. Search the internet for any reviews on the company, as well as any phone numbers and names that you were given. Note any articles or posts that mention complaint or scam when conducting your research. Talk to trusted friends or family about the offer, as they might voice questions or concerns that you had not yet considered. And once again, the Pima County Sheriff's Department is a great resource to help answer any questions as well. On the personal side, let's look at family emergency scams and romance scams. In the family emergency scam, you receive a call from your grandchild and they sound frantic. They tell you, "I got in a car accident and they're going to tow my car." They're speaking really fast and they can tell you, "The tow truck company is going to impound my car, so I need you to help me out and send me some money right now." They sound exactly like your grandchild and you really want to help them. In these scams, the caller will often ask you to keep these conversations a secret. This is done to isolate you from others who would be able to identify what's going on. People like your real grandchild. Family emergencies unfortunately do happen, and that is what makes these kinds of scams so effective. Scammers are really good at convincing their victims that they are who they are pretending to be. With the technology that's available today, such as social media websites and call spoofing, it's easier to find and use information about you and your loved ones and aid them in this deception. Here are some tips for prevention. Take some time to collect your thoughts before taking any action. Tell them that you'll call them right back. Look up their number in your own phone book or in a phone and call them. Chances are they're not in any trouble. Call another family member or family friend who would be able to get a hold of your grandchild and have them check on them. You can always contact the Pima County Sheriff's Department if you're ever concerned about the safety of your loved ones. Finally, let's look at romance scams. So you're chatting with someone on social media, maybe even a dating app. Things seem to be going great. They're really sweet, saying all the right things. But there is a catch. They claim to live far away and they cannot meet you at a moment's notice. They may often make plans to meet up with you, but it's always in the future and something comes up and it never seems to happen. Then they start asking you for money. They might say it's for a plane ticket to finally come and meet you, or for some sudden medical emergency. There will always be something that comes in between the two of you, and whatever it is, it usually requires more money from you to get it resolved. Scammers come in all shapes and sizes. They make up fake personas, steal photos, and spin elaborate tales to get their hands on your cash. If this sounds like anything similar to your relationship, don't fall for it. It's likely the person you're talking to does not exist. So some tips for prevention. Stop and think. Don't give away your hard-earned money. Avoid sending cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or completing wire transfers to someone you've met online romantically. Once it's gone, it's likely gone for good. Spread the word. Even if you haven't fallen for a romance scam, someone you know might be at risk or might already have been targeted. So the examples we've just discussed have given us a number of different types of scams. Here are some tips to prevent scams in general. One of the first ones is, know the people you're dealing with. Periodically audit your friends' lists on social media like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, etc. Scammers will often add you on social media to gain access to the information you have hidden to the public but visible to friends. Things to consider during your friend audit. Do you know the person in real life? Can you confirm the profile belongs to the actual person you know? Any mutual friends? Do they have a low friend count? A lack of friends or no mutual friends could be the sign of a new account or one created for a nefarious purpose. Do many of their posts appear to be spam, leading you to unusual websites? They may be using clickbait to get you to scam websites. Overly professional looking photos in limited numbers or images that are highly cropped are characteristics typically associated with scams, as they tend to indicate the images might be from stolen accounts associated with real people. Verifying information can help you to avoid being scammed. If you receive calls from somebody claiming to be with law enforcement, government agencies, lotteries, or other companies, you should verify that they are affiliated with the entity they claim to represent before divulging anything. Here are some common steps. Collect as much information about the caller as possible. Name, title, badge number, phone number, agency, reference number, etc. Inform the call that you'll be briefly hanging up to verify their information. Resist the pressure of staying on the call. Locate a verified phone number for the entity the caller claims to represent on your own. You can find these numbers online, on bill statements, etc. Have the entity reconnect you back to the original caller via their own internal means, while also confirming the information the original caller provided. It is very important to protect your personal information. Do not contact a caller at phone numbers they provide. Remember that any phone number can be spoofed. Just because it's the original number and it appears real, it doesn't mean that it is. If you use social media apps like Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp, periodically conduct a privacy checkup in your settings. Consider limiting posts, photos, and stories which you share in your real-time location to more restricted groups. Personal identity information such as birthdays, phone numbers, family members, photo albums, and email addresses should be restricted as much as possible. Publicly displaying this information can make you more vulnerable to identity theft. Unique and complex passwords are a way to prevent scams. Did you know that if password that has 8 characters and uses letter case only can be cracked by a computer almost instantly? A similar password of 8 characters that has only one uppercase letter in it could take as much as 22 minutes. That same 8-character password with at least one uppercase number and a letter will take an hour, and an 8-character password that includes at least one uppercase letter, a number, and a symbol will take as long as 8 hours for a computer to decode or crack. As you extend the number of characters out, even a basic password with only lowercase letters that's 12 characters long could take a computer up to 3 weeks to crack. Although passwords may be difficult to remember, data breaches that expose passwords and usernames are very common. Scammers will obtain the data and try to stolen information on many websites until they find one that works. So resist the urge to use the same password everywhere. Another tip for avoiding being scammed is to consider how you make payments. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Anytime anybody asks you to purchase gift cards and send them the code on the back of your gift card, it should immediately raise red flags. No government agency, the IRS, the Pima County Sheriff's Department, or the FBI, will ever ask for payment via gift cards. But what makes gift cards so special, and why do scammers love to use them? The answer to that question is simple. Gift cards allow scammers to bypass financial institutions and create ways to immediately access your money. If you've ever made a purchase online, you're likely aware that you never physically swipe your card to authorize a purchase. All that's required is for you to enter the cardholder and billing data. The process is the same for purchases made with a gift card, except that there is no account holder information at all to enter. All the scammer needs to access to the gift card code, and the funds are now available. The lack of a name on the card means money is not tied to a person. It is tied to the gift card. This makes it easy for scammers to make online purchases very rapidly, often, and without the need to physically possess the card. They also do not need to know any personal information about the person who bought the gift card. Finally, consider protecting your personal information. Fraud and credit monitoring services are a great way to stay on top of your personal information that is out in the wild. Many of these services will cross-reference your known demographic data and recent third-party data breaches, hacks, and other intrusions and notify you when they find your private information on the internet. Well, that's about all we have time for today. Once again, this information was provided by the Pima County Sheriff's Department Financial Crimes and Fraud Unit, and you can contact them via email at fraud@sheriff.pima.gov or via telephone at 520-351-3000. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening.